HaMikdash, Usmachtam lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. Uchi'ilu Omar Ad Tashlum Shivas Yomim. Ki Arishon Betzvosim En HaTorah Mechomom. Amazing pshat and pasuk. Doesn't say, as we read it, should be happy in Hashem's house for 7 days. No, it means the remainder of the 7 days. Pilei ploim pshat. Ulekachtem beyom Arishon. Stop. Usmachtem days 2 through 7. Now that's what the Balamor is saying. Tashlum. That's quite a statement. That's quite a statement in the Balamor. What impression do you get? What do you say? The first is a mitzvah d'oraisa in one place. And usmachtem, that mitzvah will continue for the remaining days. What does that mean? You remember we started the perek months ago. The discussion was, is there one mitzvah, is there two mitzvahs? Huh? So they quote from Reb Chaim, I heard it from my Rebbe, you saw it in the Rishimis, that Tosfos and the Chof Tes and Midbeis, the very beginning of the perek holds of a mikdash, she required lechem all 7 days. Rebbe Kivega points out, or Chaner points out, holds similarly. Right? Similarly. One day, and then the remaining days, one thing. The Ramban, who says that Lechem only passes the first day in the Beis HaMikdash, he holds, no. Usmachtem does not require Lechem. It's a different mitzvah. But now this leads to an amazing conclusion. This we did not speak about, should have spoken about when we spoke beyond the parent. The Sefer Emek Brocha. What will happen? A guy is in the first day of the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't have a lulav. He can only borrow a lulav. The next thing we'll discuss about Matar Masahak, but he can only have a borrowed lulav. What do you say? We know it's no good. A borrowed is no good. You have to have lachem. According to the Ramban, Usmachtam lefnei Hashem alakechem shivas yomim means shivas yomim, not tashlim shivas yomim. Shivas yomim. It's a separate mitzvah, shivas yomim. And for that mitzvah, you don't need lechem. So let him on the first day take a lulav ashol, and thereby, although he will not be fulfilling lekachlem lechem b'yom arishon, what will he be fulfilling? Usmachtam shivas yomim. What a chiddush nifla menorah ad ma'od. Wow. Kondor Balamor, you can't do that Kondor Balamor. Usmachtam only days 2 through 7. They wanted a different mitzvah. I mean, it's all, depends how you phrase it. What happened to the following situation? A person took a lulav in B'nai Brak. But he comes, Aliyah Lerego. Take a lulav again. Smachta. Now, within the Rambam Shita, we think of smachta is a separate mitzvah. Not everyone agrees to that. But then I saw something that was quite amazing. The stipler. I mentioned the stipler, Simul Chav Ches. I think I mentioned it yesterday in Shir. I don't know if we haven't discussed this part. Watch this. Amazing. Quotes of Chacham Tzvi. Rabosai, we did something else we know. All the years in Golos, before we have the privilege to be in Yerushalayim, and we'll discuss soon Yerushalayim, we're living in Golos in Europe. So this whole thing's irrelevant. We're living in Europe. We're making pilpulim for. No. Chacham Tzvi Simentes. It was a kila. All they had on the first was an estric with no ukats. Ukats fell off. What's the psul that falls off? Chaser. Wasn't chaser all the other days? Taisa says to chasam pat. It's a mefurish gemara, right? We're kosher. What's the first day? Says the Chacham Tzvi. Esrik hakos achoser shekosher b'shayolim. You can make a bracha on the first day also. What? Look what he says. The net is in his words. The nehi the ein yotzbo mena Torah. Mikol makom b'de rabbanan mechuyav lito levarchala kederach shemavarchala b'shayamim. Sho yeyom arishon kal b'shayamim. End quote. A pile plum the kachidish. This is reminds what we just spoke about in the base of Mikdash. You have a shawl in the base of Mikdash. You have a chaser in Amsterdam. The Chacham Tzvi lived. Pile plum the kachidish. Isn't it amazing? Wow. 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 We. Wow. So they ask a kash against the Chacham Tzvi. What are you talking about? It says, but the Rabbanon, it's not the Gvul and Kol Shiva, Mishum Zeichel and Mikdash, Amishnah, Mem Aleph and Aleph. So, Yim Keni Er Shal Chai, but the Rabbanon, Piyom Arishin, Elim Ken Tomar, to be Mikdash, Yim Chayav and Torah, Piyom Arishin. But the Balamor says, no! Gives you the Balamor's words. Yom Rishon Shel Chag Lo Hayah B'Mikdash Mitzvah Lulav Klal. He says, Tashlim Shivas Yomim. Tashlim Shivas Yomim. On the other hand, there's a right of Chacham Tzvi. Turn to this other Marah Makomas. It's in two places. This is Hagos Oshri. See it there first, it's easier. Perek Dalet Siman Vav. Appears Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Nassim. Shem Tofes in Matinok. When we, you know, if you give a kid an Abba Minu, you can't give it back to you. We'll get to that later. It's not theirs. That's the Ritva had in that Bezim and Bez. So there are some people who say this, they're wrong. It's against the Gemara and Sukkot HaBeit Hilni Amalka. To Chinuch, you have to have a perfect mitzvah. Lamala Michov is no good. So Lulav HaShol should also be no good. We're back in Shalal. We gave a teretz. I'm going to go to my teretz now. Says this time I have a better teretz. With the Chacham Tzvi, you can fulfill a dimension of Chinuch. Why? Because, as we said before, if you only have a Lulav HaShol, it's better than nothing. It's not nothing, it's better than nothing. It's like a Chosir, according to Chacham Tzvi. It's like the Emek Brocha said. He didn't have an Emek Brocha, I don't think. The Emek Brocha says, the very beginning of Hilchos Lulav, he has, if you have, you should take a shawl, the kaimu smach l'mashivas yomim. So you have chinuch of smach l'mashivas yomim. Pile ploy. Pile ploy. How do you like that? I just wanted to share this with you. This is, yeah.
When we say you're being mekayim smach l'mashivas yomim, we're saying that's a separate mitzvah. Meaning, you're not Mekayim, you're Mitzvah, you're Chiyav Lulav, per se.
Lukach Lulacham, you will not be Mekayim, but Usmach Lashivisham, you will be Mekayim. That's a big question. So that's why he asked the Kashi from the Balamor. So the answer would be, so it's not the Balamor. No. It's Machlokas HaRishon. We have to do Chazor sometimes to get back to this Prat, but just wanted to bring it before I forgot, before you get any further. Okay, that's point one for today. Point two for today, we're going to start with Sukkah before we get to the other inyan. Hopefully we get to it today, it's always tomorrow, is the Bikur Yaakov, which you don't have, I can't show it to you, but I have it in front of me. The Bikur Yaakov is famous. He's the one who spoke about the Rambam Shita by Yerushalayim, And he understood it, you know, the way, not the way the Turi Eben understood it. He understood according to the Rambam, the Chi of the Raisa in Yerushalayim. We happen to think Turi Eben is right. I mean, the Imre Baruch on the Turi Eben is right. But he didn't understand it that way. He understood it's a mitzvah say the Raisa. This is Yom HaTzvotik, right? Zmanazeh. He nitzel min HaTorah bo kol zayin. Because if Yerushalayim is in Mikdash and Yilula, Machlok is Rashi and the Rambam. Rambam says the Pirush in Mishnah is Mikdash. Umidvar v'chiburo ein echreya. He's bothered by the Kasha. Why did he say it in Pilchas Lulav? We answered with the Yirmei Baruch. He wasn't onto that. But he says in Pirush in Mishnah is Yesh lo din Mikdash. Yil matzotsim en mefurush? Shai. It goes back and forth. It's enough on the Yerushalmi. It's right. Shiva Yisrael is Yerushalayim. Before Shdivir Abba. Mashmas HaKosuf came. Maisa Shein Yechal Neshem Elokecha. Yerushalayim Neshem Elokecha. The Meiri. But now this is new. Open, Rabbi, open to the Mishnah itself. This we haven't seen yet. Open to the Mishnah itself. This Diuk. Mem Aleph from an Aleph. Yeruch HaNer is an expert in the Medayak Lishonus. This deal. Read you the words, you look at the Mishnah. The Chay Mashna Gavke Lashna Mishnah. To come and be Mikdash Shiva over Medina Yom Echad. Okay? Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash. Who paid attention to that nuance? Not me. Mikdash, Beis HaMikdash. It's all the same thing. No, not in the Ruch HaNer, not by him. Every word counts. Mashna the Fevish to Mikdash Shachod. Wow! Okay, I saw that. I jumped. Where was I? We're all sleeping. What? Mikdash Shulchan and Beis Mikdash Shulchan. Wow, we. Wow, we. Then he says, since the Rambam paskens that Kedushas Yerushalayim is Kitchel Asad Lavo, it applies today as well. Oh. No. What about Maisa Sheni? Maisa Sheni. See Yerushalayim Maisa Sheni today. Hey. The problem is, it says in the Gemara, it may make the Sheirah cave. So the Mogad Avraham asks his Kasha. I'll show you the Mogad Avraham. On both sides, it's with all, eyes are all this, these days on the Holy Land and the Holy City. Let's see what the Holy Mogad Avraham says about the Holy City. Very appropriate to talk about it today. This is so important. This is going to be come up either today or tomorrow. It says if you see Or Yehuda b'churban, you have to rip kriya. Af al pi sheyoshen ben Yisrael, kevan sheumos moshe malei b'churban, and if I cared. Today I have Beit Lechem, Arabs living there. Any Jews in Beit Lechem at all? I don't know of any. But it's Moshe by Yisrael. You no longer have Drip Kriya Beit Lechem. Mefurish. How are you, Yerushalayim? Pasuk HaRamah Perek Vav Mechus Mechus Mechia, the Kedusha HaZorah, but Yerushalayim, Kedusha Kishla HaSadlova. Fine. Rabbi says, Kasha. I said, no. It may make the Shea Rock Cave. Doesn't say it's mutter for those who want to go up to Har Temple Mount based on the Ravid. No, nothing doing. It says ain't bokaris. Doesn't say it's mutter. Not for now. Okay. But the Rambam paskins also Yerokev. What she says? For the nearer the Rambam Svilika Girsa Tos Makas if you test that feeling on them a kitchel as a lover bechoru maislo misachli ayin sham. If came to be Rabbi Shririm the Kayamim, Vanichtas Atl Makma Mikdash Chayav Kores, Shekulon to my Mason. Whoa! That's the sign that the Rabbanut hung on the entrance up there, up that ramp in 1967. I was there. Don't you dare. Azhara Chamura, you can't go. It is true, Chayav Kores is only in certain parts. the whole Harabai is not Chiyuv Karas. So, but if you go too far in, Chas Hashem is Chiyuv Karas. And if you're Tomei, you can't go anywhere in Harabai. You have to go to the mikveh. And if someone has ever had a tumah zov, whatever that means, you have to go to the amaya. Rabbi Shecht often quotes that there are some who say that we're all zov. Why? Amor is dinu kizav. Whatever. That's what some say. We'll ask Rabbi Shecht to speak about it. He'll tell you whether that's real or not real, but that's what he often quotes. I mean, I'm very much opposed to people going to Harabayis. I'm a Levi. Levi Amara. Obligated to do a shmira, and even if you'll say you go to the mikveh and you don't need a mayan and you don't say Moritz is the dina kazav, what are you going to do if someone does not go to the mikveh? You can stop them. And you know the times of the month when a woman can't go to the mikveh, she just paid a ticket to come from New York, stop her. It's not enforceable. So I think it's better everyone should stay off the harabais. Okay, nearly. I'm just following what the Rabbanut said. And it'll come back to the Rabbanut later today. Okay, fine. Says the Helga Bikur Yaakov as follows. Look what he says. Listen carefully. The Fizay Yesh Lodun, the Lulav Nita Mirishalayim Gav Ezman Hazeh Kol Shivim Min HaTorah. Chutz mi Shabbos. That Shabbos went to the fourth paragraph. The Din Rabbanan, he's afraid to go that far. Although it was a great man, Rabbi Kiv Yosef Schlesinger, who blew shofar in the old city with Shalayim on Shabbos, deep down in the cellar. Don't you hear him from the Chayim? Based on the Rambam. The Rambam did say Yerushalayim that we saw in the Ilchos Shofar, not just in the Perush of Mishnayos. So maybe he would also, if he held like the Aruch Haner, he would take a lulav on Shabbos too. Maybe he did in that same basement. You don't make any noise. Take a lulav, it's easier. I never heard the story about what he did by lulav. Look it up. Ask somebody. The Ein Loma, the shiny lulav, the Chsivu Smach, the Hashem Elokeichem. Uvizman HaZeh Orva, Kol Simcha, the Loma Simcha, Kem Hashem Mikdash Chorev. That's what I would say. Not a simcha. This is a basement of chorek. Zeino, dim kein gam in mitzvah is samachta bechagecha lo yinak shom. Ela kochoch, the simcha is mitzvah lo botla ben hoegas kam per zman hazeh. Bim chilas kvodo. I don't understand this at all. The samachta bechagecha, according to the Rambam anyway, it's not in the Rambam, you mekayim with bosu, with yayin, you can mekayim in New York City too. But smach from the fnei Hashem, the kedem Hashem as yomim. The simchas may be lifnei Hashem was in the base of mikdash. They don't have to have kedusha there. You need to have it's a churban there. You rip kriya there. What's the comparison? Don't understand it. I don't understand it at all. We saw yesterday from Tchilas Yaakov, the whole smach there was a chiyav atzibur to make freilich in the base of mikdash. What is kaya? That one is not. That one is bottle. Same as the Imre Baruch said, Takonas Chachamim, that this should apply in Yerushalayim, the Tmeim. So when the Torah go into the Mikdash, the Tmeim can do it in the whole Yerushalayim. But not Bezman Hazeh. So therefore, it seems to me that there should be no Chiyuv Bezman Hazeh. Even if the Rambam held that it's a Din D'Oraisa, which the Aruch Haner assumes, and Kal V'chomer, if the Imre Baruch, which we thought, then the Rambam never had a D'Oraisa. It's only the Rabbonim. For Tmeim and the whole thing does not apply Bizman Hazeh. Fine. Kind of Bikur Yaakov says the following lashon. You have a hekesh and makas of your test of my sashenit of Bukhar. Bizman Hazeh, there's no Bukhar, there's no my Bukhar, needs Bukhar, it's a Mizbeach, it's a Mizbeach. My sashenit, we do my sashenit of Bizman Hazeh. And we have a Bukhar Bizman Hazeh too. We try desperately to avoid a Bukhar. What do you do with it? You and Shula, 11 days ago, now it's the last day of Pesach. We already got you an Asa Tiyasa. But what's the end of the Aliyah? Kol Kol Abchor, right? Well, that's how it starts in the weekday, the last day of Yom Tov. Kol Abchor. Lo Savo B'chor Sharech, Lo Sukos B'chor Tzonecha. You ever see a B'chor in your life? I don't mean a B'chor Adam. You ever see a B'chor Behemoth Tahor in your life? Hope not. Because it's a hippie. Lo Sukos B'chor Tzonecha. When I was a young man, I learned with a very chosh v'tam and chacham shalit, Rabbi Ishmael Shulman. He grew up somewhere there down in Washington, D.C. area. Whenever there were Jewish farmers, and they always made sure that we sell the chametz before Pesach, when they had a behemoth of a vakeres about to give birth to a b'chor, they made sure to sell the ear to a goy. If you sell the ear to a goy, it's good enough. They forgot once. It was a b'chor. The b'chor, he said, it was a hippie. You can't work with it, you can't shear it, nothing. A hippie. So we have b'chor b'zman hazeh, but we can't be makar b'chor b'zman hazeh, no mizbeach. So just like we have to, can't do a b'chor, we can't do a ma'aser either. You know, ma'aser sheni we do have today. Whenever you take any fruit in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be makar ma'aser sheni, you have to have coins, make a pigeon. Why don't you take it to Yerushalayim and eat it there? B'chat l'shem l'fnei Hashem elokecha. We just read the pasuk. That's all plus to make Koryak of Kori. You can't do it. Can't do it. Yeah, question of tumor as well. We're not going to the tumor issues right now. Can't do it. The heck is the Bukhar. Okay. I am not going to have your test. The master of the rock I should shove my sashen of Bukhar in your Chiv Havos Mokum. Now, if you may, okay. Says the Kuryakov, love on occasion to my shade of Khor. My shade of Gamkin Siv, Vichal Sham Samata Tobe Secha. Let's say Orva Kol Simcha. I thought it's no Raya. How's the puzzle go? Anyone about Kuris here? You're about Kuris here. Vichal, Master the Gunther, give me a chumash. Give me a sitter or a chumash. I like to say about pay. We should know this is about pay in our sleep. But always better read from a chumash. I don't want to make a point. I want to miss even one nuance. Torah Kedoshah tells us as follows. Yechalt lefnei Hashem elokecha. Hamokom ha-shivcha l'shaken shmoshav. Masa the gun to the ocean to Rechel, of course, Brocha to Rechel, my Tumma is the Rosh Hashanah Kala Yamim. Okay? That's Pasuk Chav Gim. Then Pasuk Chav Dal, you remember that. The Pasuk Chav Hei, Masada Bakasa. Pasuk Chav Vav, Masada Kesa. Pasuk Chav Zayin. At the end of Chav Vav, V'yachal Toshon Lefne Hashem Lokera, V'samach Lato Abesech. Yes, it's true, it says that there. But it doesn't say that the Simcha is a Simcha Lefne Hashem Lokera. Three psukim later. That's a bonus. It's a good idea. You should do it. But the mitzvah of achilas ma'aser sheni is not necessarily because of simcha, and therefore I think the Aruch HaNer's diuk is not correct. Without the hekesh to b'chor, you would say we can even have ma'aser sheni b'zman hazeh, as opposed to lulav where it says smach l'fnei Hashem elokecha. Should we say the whole thing is l'fnei Hashem? I don't think that the comparison is exactly correct. Just want to read the pesukim from inside to show that I think that the distinction is a valid distinction. Nafkamina for psulim hodar. According to the Ramban and the Ritva, they apply only the first day. It's a shulchanot paskins. When you shalayim, they apply all 7 days. That's the Ramban lepshat the Gemara. Right, the first Gemara in the perek we learned the very first day. What does it say? Bishlam hodar yavish hodar. No, she has to be the Shoshani. Why? Because I'm talking about the Mikdash of the Ramban. Because the Ramban holds Lachem. The other things do not apply all 7 days. Only the. That's about the famous Ramban. Until we got the Mishnah Memal, I'm talking about the Mikdash. That's what Ramban says. Called the Toast Nachmi for Shol. A barred one. Look what he says over here. Unbelievable. Look what he says. Watch. And we think it's not correct twice. V'tzorach lahakmer Hashem b'chol ha'chumas shal yom rishon. Watch this. V'akolponim lo yitlu shem al das shem mekayim mitzvah de rabbonah. Shel Rambam over v'zev b'al tigra, kanal. El yitlu b'kavona suffik. Imagine this. I have relatives in the old city. They do the foul the brick kura Yaakov? When they take the lulav on the first day, or all 7 days rather, that's a kavona suffik. What's kavona suffik? Either rice in the rabbonah. If I know who's right, if the Rambam Lefiha Bikur Yaakov is right, there's a derais, I have in mind a derais. And if the other Rishonim are right, I have in mind the Rabbanim. Are people so sophisticated? Even the Olsini Rishalayim? I want to discuss Mitzvah Shiras Kavala when we get to the next Suga of Membeis. People have to think these things through. Or we did Chazal say, you do what you're supposed to do and we'll supply the Kavala. That's why I found the thing. Otherwise, people are so sophisticated. I'll ask you, Shaila. You sat in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres this year. You have the Farish of Kavana, not to fulfill the mitzvah of the Raisa. You're a Tamina Chacham. You learned about this year. We learned. The average Jew, the Raisa, they never heard the Raisa, the Rabbonim. The rabbi said, I gotta sit in the Sukkah. He's over about Tosaf, you think? I have trouble believing that. Every typical Yid is not a Tamina Chacham. He's over about Tosaf, but he's just in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. That's what the Hasidim don't sit. They're afraid of. Okay. Whatever. Not for now. Fine. Good. So we're on both sides. Okay. Fine. This is the Bikur Yaakov. Now we'll close the Bikur Yaakov on the mode and open another of the favorites from the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes also makes the Yukim and the Shinus, which are beautiful. Let's try to be a little bit orderly over here. What's his deal? Look what his deal is. Watch. Let's see. I'll show you. So I have the Sfas Emes, but I'll show it to you anyway. Instead of reading from the Bikur Yaakov, I can't show you. I had to read from the safe. But the Sfas Emes, I can show you. On our daf. Rambam says, Mikdash Yerushalayim, V'loshon HaMishnah, watch this. They're geniuses. We look at this like blanks. Look at these goyner of them. Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shinidl b'Medina Zion, Mashma l'Chorakei. We saw the Mishnah. Did you see anything? I don't see anything. Because I nail them lo yiru. The Pirush Rashi came into Tanami Shachar based on Miglish. Lama Katani Shinitl Medina. Havel and Mr. Stam. Shinitl Zion. Of course, Medina. There is nothing else. There's nothing. The whole world is Medina. Because the Miglish is gone. What a murderous Gehara. Why an extra word of Medina? The Orchaner said, why Miglish and based on Miglish? He wants to know what? The word Medina is extra. Oh, Nina, it's superfluous. Everything's Medina. Well, if you're Rambam, maybe they go see Shapir. Don't come out. Let me boy be who shall lie him. The needle came and the needle comes when I make dosh. That feel the name of the shrine bottle before I said make dosh. Me come and go. I was everybody is can shake his man a buy a sickle and make dosh. And he happens to all the pastors. It's not book. And I feel the Medina. He's the Kona Chadosha. Abel Rashi Miyuta Tevis of Medina. Meiridik. 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 But he has a cash of that. That's why Sam is an honest broker. He's on nobody's side. Me. He named the Shulai Lobotla, Filacha, Chor, Beis Hamais, as the Ramah Mols, as a Bechira. The Nikka Kan of Nea Shem Elokecha, can there be Ramba, Bechus Mais Hashani? Koshik Tzas, the Das Rambam. Came on the Beliat Hakona, Hoya Nitl Yerushalayim Kol Shiva. He thinks it's Midaraisa, right? He's assuming. Did he say it before Shul Raisa before? He didn't say it, but I assume he assumes it as opposed to the Yemei Baruch. Okay, and he has some of his kasha. Shapirika Zecher for the Miskav Yochum and Zakeh Medina. Pirush Rashi as Yishaper. The Gabbaz Man Abayas. Look at the Yerushalayim Kol Zayin. Look at Turi Evan Rosh Hashana. Pshita Yerushalayim and the Bechal Bifnei Hashem Elokecha. Nel Mimed the Rabbi Pirush Mishnayis Ka. He forgot about it. Whatever. God did an ultimate. Lo Shmirle, Lo Svirle. Kavaldik. But if I'm right, if the Imri Baruch is right, it's under Rabbanan, this Kasha falls away. Once the Beis Mishnah is destroyed, no longer have to have that takana. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made it again. Zeichel the Mikdash. Fine. Rabbi Osai. This kasha that he asks, it's chazav the kasha one more time. If the conclusion that Butler, he says, wants to know, why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai make a tikkun by Medina? It's already the previous din continues to exist. Again, assuming it's the rice, if it's the Rabbanan, presumably it didn't stop existing. You had to make it elsewhere. Mincha Shlomo. Oh, I can show it to you. Mincha Shlomo. Let's see how this is going to tie into today's shiur in a different sense. Mincha Shlomo. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who lived his whole life in Yerushalayim. His whole life. Never left Eretz Yisrael.
When we talk about Yerushalayim,
yeah, that's the old city. We assume the old city, at least most of it, was part of Yerushalayim by Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon was probably not. Bayis Rishon was Ir David. Mincha Shlomo. You know? I think did I show you this once before? I think we were here once before. Yeah. Pirush Mishnayos. Kuri Yaakov says, "Kol the Rambam smach the Kol Yerushalayim, b'zan hazeh Kol Shiva b'dorhaisa, because it's kedusha of Shlomo Butler. Kedusha Rabbi Simcha asks many kashas against him, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman answers all the kashas. Im Kain, this is Sfas Emes's kasha. Aleph, Amai Tikin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai." They're talking about the Sfas Emes and Rabbi Meir Simcha. That's what they're talking about. Oh, the Afm Kavanos or the Kemal Shibon Amikdash Tisbala Takana. Hoy Royal Levatla Miyachi Yishub Yishalayim Petiyat Haras Yad Yisrael. And we all know that later on the Yidden came back to Yishalayim. So from that point on, we should eliminate what? We should eliminate the takana of Kol Shiva, because now we have a din d'oraisa again. If that was the nature of his kasha. This is a point which is raised by others as well. On the other hand, we should say, no. Once that kana was made, davar shebe minyan, it can't even battle it. This is discussed by Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlo in his comment there on Sefer Mitzvah Vasad Vigon. He says, you know, it's not true. We could have been mevatlet. Because the Chazal mataklet originally, it was only temporary. Till when? Till Meher Yibon HaMikdash. The Torah of Masechta Beitz, I'll show it to you. Tosim Masechta Beitza. Kol Dovah Shemitzvah Menachal Ativo. Those who make a Cherim till Pesach, so when Pesach comes, you need another minyan to Hatas of Cherim. Tosim says Velohi. No. Here, Tehiyu Necholim L'Shloshim Tzyomim, Sheyiyah B'Sof Shloshim Tzyomim. Forever. Therefore, you need Menachal Ativo. Shuv Lechem L'Olechem. Mitzolomis. Avacharomas receiving his man, Mechior, Razan, and Mela, over and over the head. Often the Toysvis and Beitz. They only made it temporary until the Beitz of Miklash. So now the reason no longer applies, because we're back in Yerushalayim when it's a Dindar Raisa, so it should stop. That's the Kasha which the Sfasemis asks. It says, if Shloim Azam, and I have a terrorist to that too. And here's what I want to talk about. The both sides. Listen carefully. Listen to this. The really, the mikom kom atchiyava gold tzedek v'yibona hamikdash choshishin shemiyachz yud nochum lekovsha v'techora v'yirushalayim v'shaper boi d'risha. And it happened from 1948 until 1967. There were no yidin in old Yerushalayim. Really happened. Could it happen again? Chas v'sholom. So, I'll give you a preview, a little today, maybe a little tomorrow. The Ikvei Hatzol. Shech the Shlita talks about these things. Can't do the whole thing. You should look at it yourselves, but we'll do some of the highlights. First, he says, he's assuming that Eretz Yisrael is not b'binyana. B'binyana? Those we'll look up later on. Page Reishu Dal. Kotzer Ramban, the Tuto Chochos, the Chukosa, and Kisavo, are the two Churbanas. Shaloyia on Churban Shlishi. Says Rav Shach Tashlita. But he proves that the Tochab and Kisavo came up Churban by Sheni. Why? Shebetoch Hashniya lo nizkar churban abayis bichlal. Neisha afi binyano hebet kolak betufarato lo yekabonis ozer reich nichoch. Lak nizkar shama churban hamedina. Himsa lefi zeh. Shavtoch ha-satora v'chol anviyim hoysa shirak yushnei chobonis shal hamedina hotechor v'hamedina on pam cholila. Ay bar kochva. Yeah, that's no kasha. Makocha was not a memshala; it was only a merit, etc., etc. But Medina Yisrael is my name. It's a memshala. Even the recognizes us. You know what means? Shmum. Yeah. The United Nations. Okay. You could do pinyon ma'aseh shadi on the coins of the Medina. Oh. Now the question is: the binyana today? I caught some Magad Avraham. I just showed it to you. It is b'binyana. You don't rip on Beis Lechem anymore. This is b'binyana. So therefore, Rav Shach Tashlita is saying, there's not going to be another Churban in Eretz Yisrael. Shamati, watch this. Hold on. First, I don't want to skip anything over here. He quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin on both sides. And this is a Gemara which is appropriate to discuss on Yom Ha'atzmaut and its Erev. Gemara Sanhedrin. is this. Eino chokets megula mizeh shenemar v'atem hori Yisrael anfechem titenu perechem tistu l'ami Yisrael, says Rashi. Megula mizeh shetiten eretz Yisrael piryo b'ayin yofe azika v'kets eino chokets megula yosa. Are you aware of the fact that for 2,000 years there was not much of a bounty in eretz Yisrael? The Arabs had a few terraces here and there. But when the Jewish settlers came, late 19th century, and now it's blooming and blossoming than ever before. It means it's a b'china of binyan. Quotes Rav Shech b'shlita. Shech shlo tia eros, old shemam b'ofen fizi, v'yisrael yitnu anfeh b'peren l'am Yisrael. The fruits will go, they didn't grow for it. They didn't grow for the goyim. Rashi has a parasha of Bichul Kosa. It's a bracha that the fact that the earth be shemama for the goyim can't succeed in planting there too much. Okay, this klomak she lo tia earth ot shemama beofen fizi aray Yisrael yitnu et feim uperim nam Yisrael ze agufa mahav esimen achigodah she earth tia mitachas v'mshelas Yisrael b'mchinas b'pinyana al chosis v'she'oz toro l'avtoros kol nevim v'ososif ol d'sh the shaklin shall yield pam churban arts. Said the Mamma Gilead Zion. My role of a kibbutz goddess, Acha Brocha Pirchas Hashonim. Vatim Hori Yisrael, I'm going to call the same Pasuk. Ki Karva Lavo. Shemitchila Tufsak Yashma Vishashar Beretz Mesha Kol Shnos Agola. Vachakach Tiskan Kibbutz Goliath. Kashayneinu Roas calls him his Havim the Fanayim. Vachamishim Shana Achronos. Wait, that's 50 years. When did he write this? Let me write this. Tavshin Memches.
30.
Tavshin Memches. That's 50 years. He's going back to 1938. I guess he was concluding the pre-state, the decade before the state. That's when he wrote this. That's Tavshin Memches. So Shech Tashita goes on. Al Talecha story as a Eftiach Hanavi. So you not you old me alad nosam. Nimshu shofi avtokos and neviya b'tzir v'abraisa v'mesech v'sanhedrin. Leinu l'kboa sh'akobos ha'medina sh'mishnas tashach. Hi hi aschal ha'degula. V'shamati sh'befrotz melchemes ha'shichu mishnas tashach. V'imudad shal agris al levet sh'gzal azav es yisholayim v'lava l'shvayt v'nei ha'sakon. V'boetzo agri harkso agzal v'svakech imo sh'o yazav es oretz sh'ein lo nalfachad m'pnei ha'melchoma. I was told that Rav Hertz did the same thing in 1942 when Rommel, the Nazi general, was pounding on the gates of Palestine and in Egypt. And Rav Hertz said, no, he'll never get in. He killed all the Jews. Hashem Yirah, killed all the Jews. It's the Nazis. He'll never get in. How do you know? Ramban said so. That's even before the Medina. He was relying on the agricultural blossom. So the Brisker Rav said, I also have a Kabbalah for my father. As Meshist and Leufner, when they shoot, you run away. Okay, he said. So why is the Brisker Rav correct? Shaz as follows. Enochiname yesh biodeno Kabbalah, kazu, asher hi aftochas anavim, ach ein beklal aftochasu, so yehargu kam yechidin, vishas mechemas ashurva, as it was. You know how many people died in Mechemas HaShoah? You know? 1% of the total population was died in the Mechemas in that period of time. There were 600,000 Jews, 6,000 died. How many Americans are there today in America? America, all American citizens. 330 million. What's 1,000th of that? 330,000. That's how many Americans would have to die. The equivalent of how many died in the Mechemas HaShoah. 1%. I got my numbers right. I'm not concerned. Whatever the math is, a tremendous amount. That's what the Brisker Rav said. Now, I want to show you, I think it's a pasuk in a Rashi. Not here, but elsewhere. Elsewhere. I want to show you a pasuk with a Rashi. Tanakh, We learn Tanakh in this room. I mentioned that some people, maybe they're saying Eicha. I'm not sure, well, what are they going to say Eicha? They say Eicha on Thursday or on Friday. It's a serious child. If they're not going to Medina, they shouldn't. The Rabbanu, they should stay on Friday. Avad on Friday. I have to find out what they do over there.
Are you allowed to say Eicha on Shabbos already?
I don't know. It's a child. I wonder if it falls on Shabbos Mabish.
Right, and then if you're
nitchet
to Thursday, it could be
mechsi
that you're
being good to Rabbanu. Exactly, big problem. The after Shabbos. Oh, I want Peregdal. Sorry, Peregdal. Watch Peregdal. Sisi v'simchi bas Edo. Who wrote Eicha? What Edo? It was Benavua. He foresaw these Tupsukim, the second Churban. Gamalach Tabakos, this is right. Tamavonech Bastion, Lo Yosef Laglosech. Pakaravonech Bast Edom, Gilachatosech. This is the last Churban. Golos Edom, says Rashi. Nabi Yirmiyol, Chum Bar Sheni, Shechavu Romim. Lo Yosef Laglosech. Migolas Edom Lahalano. It's not like it's a Ramban, it's a Rashi. Only when is Golas Edom end? So Shechter proves in the Ramban, not that the base of Midrash Mashiach, once the Churban Arts, which is the whole second Torah, is Churban Arts, not Churban HaMikdash, doesn't even mention the Mikdash. The Ramban explains, it was the one after the Mikdash and then Mikdash then. There was no Reach Nichoach. There was no Reach Nichoach at all. In Bayis Sheni, and it's not now either. When they say they want to have a Karbonis Mizman Hazeh, so the Siv says it can't work. There's no any Reach Nichoach. But one exception the Siv says, Korb Pesach. It never says Reach Nichoach, but Korb Pesach. That's the one Korb we can bring, in theory, according to the Siv. The problem, we don't know what the Mizbeach is, a lot of things we don't know what Tchelus is, we don't know a lot of things about what Kohen is. There are problems. That's about the governmental problems. But even if not for that, you couldn't do anything about the Korban Pesach. So that's it. Anyway, we got a little bit sidetracked. So this is something which is fascinating. What about Yom Yerushalayim? Exactly. Rav Shechter Shlita says, Yom Yerushalayim, he doesn't have the same guarantee as he has by Yom Ha'atzmaut. I'm not sure that's printed anywhere. I've heard it from him more than once. And why? Because it's exactly what Shlomo Zalman says. This is all part of Masechta Sukkah. Shlomo Zalman said that you can't have any guarantees about Yerushalayim. I suspect he wrote this as a Tinyan after the 67 war. But if he would have written it before that, it was clear. There was talking about a Yid in Yerushalayim. Did any Yid go to the old city in 19 years? Neither. You know about anything about it? A single Yid set foot there?
I think I've heard stories.
Yeah, nothing about the
bull
chauffeur
and
things like that.
Those 19 years? I didn't kill him?
I think
they tried.
Really?
I'm not mistaken. I had a dentist, Zichrono Levracha, who was a big activist. He told me the following story. He wanted to go to the Kotel. Because he'll take a life in your hands. He got a passport or a visa to Jordan. And he had, what's your religion? He wrote down P-R-O-T-E-S-T. They understood what it mean. Protestant. I mean, as he's protesting, that they're asking this personal question. I thought he touched it up. And he dressed up as some kind of American tourist without a yarmulke. He went to doubt about a curse. The only person I know that was 19 years old, the guts to take his life in his hands, and survived to tell the tale. When he was drilling me, he was telling all these stories. I remember them.
I think I might be confused. I don't think I
was
helping with.
Think about that again.
I don't think about
the British Talmud, the Arabs wouldn't let. In those 19 years, I don't know, except for that, well, maybe there was someone else in the same shtick. I don't know about any Jew within the old city for 19 years, except for this one. But I know about it. Maybe there was others. Anyway, Rabbi Osai. Okay, we'll come back to these stories a little bit later on, but let's go back to Masechta Sukkah a little bit. The Ravid is the Kasha. We have a Tosfos is the Kasha, I'll show you the Kasha and Tosfos. It's a famous kasha. Mm-hmm. it's they'll get to sphere. Frank turns the following kash. Acha shebirch sphere yomi hiratzon shibonim es hamikdash. Some say those. Some say Rachman Yivroch, Rachman Yachs, and the Boz, but become a member of himself. It's slightly different. Same thing. Masha Enkein, but Kias Shofar Velulav. Now, Shofar, you know what Shofar is a hard one. What's Shofar? Some say he's the Shofar of Yom Kippur at the end. Zechel Yovel. But Lulav. Here is Echel HaMikdash, there is Echel HaMikdash. Why, when it comes to Sphira, we say the Sirats and Shibon Beis HaMikdash, and when it comes to Lulav, we don't. Shlomo Zalman said, I didn't read that last bracketed statement. Amazing. Shlomo Zalman said, Achidish Niflo. Shlomo Zalman said, watch. Agav Nira Dechayav Kol Odom Lelama Lebeso Shem Netzilas Lulav Kol Shayomim He beglaus Rishon Letzion Nevezech Lemiklish Kerei Kol HaTakon HaYisa Bishul Kach. Stop the average Jew in some shul in New York. Why are you taking the lulav? He's not going to take it. He's never heard of Zeichel Mikdash. So we have to take lulav 7 days. There's no difference. He probably thinks this is the other ISIS. We about toys of according to the Bikur Yav. I'm asking you. I'm serious now. The average Yidola never learned Sukkah. He knows Zeichel Mikdash. He knows it's the Rabbanon. I don't know. I'm not convinced. Well, you think that we give more credit. Okay, good, okay. Back. So Toysi is discussion. Haina Tama Fisha Ain Ella Haskara Ata Libya Mesa Mikdash. You're just saying words. I will show for Lululov Yesh Asiya. When you do something, you do something. You don't have to say Zekla Mikdash. You don't say you share it. But you face but boom boom boom. That's a kasha. Okay. The Raivid gave a different answer. You know why he said in Sphira? Because I nisun asin eligoel. You only say it the first 2 weeks. You save some time going to the Raivid. Because it's not nisun anymore. It's here. Of course, it's here. Today is Gimel. So we should have stopped already. The last time we should have said it was Motzei Shabbos. It was still Lama Nisan. Going to the right. Okay. Tosis Teres is whatever they answered. Okay. The Brisker Rav has a different answer. The Brisker Rav says there's a difference. Not all Zechel which will create you. The Zechel of Mikdash of Lulav is a mitzvah of Lulav which was instituted Zechel of Mikdash. Maybe slight difference in some of the details. The mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, says the Brisker Rav, is purely Zechel HaMikdash. It's not a mitzvah of Sfira anymore at all. No. It's not a mitzvah of Sfira. It's a mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash. Oh, this is brisk. Lulav is a mitzvah of Lulav, which was instituted as Zechel HaMikdash. Sfira is not Shayach, the Brisker Rav said, because there's no Omer. No Korban Omer. A lulav is a lulav is a lulav. So it's true that Bizman Abayis, we did it 7 days there and only one day everywhere else. And now it's a Zechel. But it's the same lulav, they're doing the same action. But when we count Sphere, we counted last night, there was no Korban Omer. What do you mean, Yom Shmonas Yom Omer? It's not true, there is no Omer. According to Rav Rishonim, that holds the Sphere is Bizman Abayis. The rice, Ramashi is the rice, I'm to talk about. What's the Brisker Rav says? Yeah?
When it comes to the Ravid said it's because of the Nisan Sin in the God.
Right.
I thought we passed him like Rabbi Eliezer over Rabbi Yeshua.
Mm-hmm. We passed like Rabbi Yeshua. Let's be kasha, Yom HaRazolo.
Yeah.
So the answer is, Tosis explains, B'tchila olam machshav libore b'tishrei. We'll solve the Rebbe Nisan. Did I explain that once this year? But Midas Adin, Midas Arachman, I haven't given it that year. Maybe one day to give it that.
I don't remember.
Not for now. I have so much to say, I don't have time to say it. As the Gemara of Masechta Menachos talks about Sphira. Sphira. daf, we'll see soon. What daf is here? Here it is, I found it. Samach Baba Bar Aleph. Omer Abaye, mitzvah l'rom neyomi, mitzvah l'shvui. Rabbanan v'rab Ashi, mon neyomi, u'mon neshvui. Amema mon neyomi, u'mon neshvui. Why? Zeichel emitvashu. My dear Amema, it takes you another minute to say shavuos. No, I'm not going to say Shavuos. I want to make sure it's not the regular mitzvah. It's only a Zeichel HaMikdash. And even though we say Yom and Shavuos, according to Rav Rishon against the Rambam, it's still only a Zeichel HaMikdash. Rambam learned that we pass the Yom and Shavuos as a mitzvah d'oraisa. Usfat l'chem yimokho es ha-Shabbos. Stop. Don't need Korban Omer. Yom and Shavuos is only a positive. You don't need it. It's a Rambam. But we hold it with most posts, most the Rabbanon. So the Machaber says you can count Ben Hashmosh. We spoke about that once. I'm not mistaken. Any event, Rabosai. So the Briskov says, Sfiras are totally Zeichel HaMikdash. It's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, which is now downgraded, fulfilled in the Zeichel HaMikdash form. No! Different thing. And where else does he say this? I'll ask you a Shaila. Okay? Give me one other mitzvah in the entire calendar that we say Zeichel HaMikdash. We have Sfira. Only one more. What's it called? Korech, exactly. Korech. The Brisker Rav said, this is printed in, it's like a base Levi Agada, the stencils, that the mitzvah of Korech is not a mitzvah of matzah, it's not a mitzvah of morah, it's just a zeichel l'miklash kehilo. That's what we say in favor, zeichel l'miklash. Shulchan Aruch says, it shouldn't be mafsik. Mishnah Berurah says, it should be zeichel l'miklash afterwards. No, not true. Not true. Nothing to do with the mitzvah achilas ma'achilas morah. It's pure zeichel hamikdash. That's how we say it. But lulav is different. Lulav is a mitzvah of lulav. Yes, the level of chiyuv is zeichel hamikdash, but the mitzvah is a regular mitzvah of lulav. Ad kan the word of the Brisker Rav. Okay, both sides. Now we come last half hour of the shiur. So. We are holding by Erev Yom HaTzmut. We're looking for the Geula. Geula comes up on this daf again. Yes, it really does. Says Gemara as follows. Is the Easter of Chodesh. Right. Chodesh. When does Chodesh end? Well, it's in the same parah, huh? When? Ara v'yoche mesom ha-tnufo. Says Rashi. Yom Hanef Shalom Adai Tezayim in Nisan Kula Wasa B'Chodesh Uveyona B'Tzkayim Mishakorva Omer Hoyo Ochum Chodesh Roveyom Kedechsim Arav Yachem Shachorva Bais Mutim Min Ator Mishayam Mizrach Kedavim B'Nochis Kosev Echad Omer Etzav Yom Hazeh Tain Heira Mizrach Kosev Echad Omer Arav Yachem But Kates Bezman Shika Omer Arav Yachem Bezman Delek Omer Etzav Yom Yeah Osev Yochum Azak Elem Kol Yoyom As Gemara is going to explain why. Why my time of Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash? We hope and pray every day. Rashi says, Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash V'yachza Davol Yisuro Dahashta Karina Be Araviyachem V'yavi Nihigi B'churban Olechol Behera Mizrach Kitin Torah Asya L'meichel Nami B'vinyono V'yormu Eshtake Milo Achalnu V'chulei. Rashi says, Eshtake last year Milo Achalnu Behera Mizrach Hashna Melechel Inu Lo Yadi Amaratzim Tishtachet lo hava beis hamikdash heir mizrach hitir hashni beis hamikdash over matir. Well, here it's going on. They don't know. Follow? Everyone with me so far? Now it's a simple chronology. The Ivni Amos. Rashi. The Ivni Amos. Ha chashosha de chashina le meher yibona Amos tingmar hamalacha. Tikach le mechash isur chodosh kolayom. By the way, some of the Mefarshim say, come on, what are the chances? That's been a basic mission 2,000 years. Come on. So some quote, a Maimon Chazal, that we know, Benis and Asinu Ligo, that's for sure. is it called? But the likelihood is, it'll come right then, that day. Why? They quote a Maimon Chazal, Ki Yod Al Keis Ko, Milchom Al Hashem Amalek Midor Dor. Yod is Yud Dalet. Yud Dalet Ben Nisan. Erev Pesach. That's the day we're going to fight against Amalek. That night Amalek will be destroyed. When Amalek will be destroyed, the Midrash will be rebuilt. So it's going to be right around those days. It's going to be just around those days. 15th, 16th, right after the Milchemos Amalek will be... Yeah, it's going on. That's why it's a very good chance every year. Every year we hope, we pray, we wait. The Ol Navi opened the door. We're still waiting. Now it's here. There's a chance. It can happen anything. You should never give up. But the likelihood that Nisan passed, unfortunately. Okay? Okay, fine. Interesting. There is a Chasam Sofer who wrote a tshuva. Why we don't say Tachlis the last week of Nisan? The classic answer is given, you know, the majority of the month passed by already, forget about it. So there was some Jew who wanted to fast the Yahrzeit in the last week of Nisan, and his logic was, look, it's only because of the majority, it's not really such an important time that we can't fast. And maybe those who hold Yom HaShoah can be done, you know, that they not such an important part of the month. Chasam Sofer writes, Chasam Sofer writes, wrong. You got the wrong pshat. Mehera yibone hamikdash on Pesach. This Gemara. No good. We'll have this celebration on Pesach. No. There's another Gemara. Mesech to Moed Katan. Ein ma'arven simcha b'simcha. Who knows when the simcha took place for the Chanukah by the Mishnah Tamar Shlomo Melech. Who knows when it took place? A week before Sukkot. They couldn't do it on Sukkot. They didn't fast Yom Kippur. They didn't fast Yom Kippur that year. It's Gemara by Cut. No, that's such Gemara. Give me Gemara by Cut. You have it? Test it out. We'll show it to you on the screen. Might Cut enough tests. It's also relevant to our present discussion. You'll see soon. Seven Aleph?
Yeah.
Watch. Oh. Eimar v'simcha v'sulim inol v'dechsev v'yash shlomo v'esa yeschak chol. It's after somewhere. Chol Yisrael v'yivu not kal v'menachol v'yivu v'yisrael. Oh, that's the puzzle we mentioned yesterday. Kal shiv v'yisrael yikri kol. Shiv v'asyama v'shiv v'asyama. Abos yom. Eimar v'simcha v'simcha. Wait till Sukkot. Set the seven count for both. Also, shana la'osi yisrael yom kippurim. Wah! For your dog and omer shem yischai v'sunesh yisrael kloya. Yotza baskel of yom alehem. Kulchem muzumar v'chayam abo. Kavachom. V'amishka j'egdush yom gushas olam. V'korban yochid. Doche Shabbos. V'yom ha'shvinot v'dev ne'efrayim. Doche Shabbos. The Yisuk Skila, Mikdash, the Gushal Yisholam, the Korban Tzibur, Yom Kippur, Manish Koris, Lo Koshke, Pile, Ploy, Mamish. Mamish. Can you believe what happened over here? Ein Yom Kippur. The Ramban quotes his Gemara in the Parshas Naso, and says, whenever there's a Binyan and Mikdash, some level of Binyan, it warrants a Yom Tov, and some kind of a suda. Says a Chasam Sofer, when Mashiach comes, we're not going to have to make the 7 days of Simcha on Pesach, and Marv Simcha B'Simcha. It's going to be the 7 days after Pesach. That's why there's no Tachnun. Because if a guy is going to fast on the Yahrzeit in the last week of Nisan, I'm afraid he doesn't believe in the Mashiach coming. He's not waiting for the Mashiach to come. He doesn't realize any day can come, and it's going to be a Yontif. How do you like that? I'll show it to you. No one believes me. Look at me with the Korea, like I'm out of my mind. I'll show it to you. Shoot Chasam Sofer. I could never make this up. This is too brilliant to anyone else but Chasam Sofer to say. Where's Chasam Sofer? mention this? Again, Amsterdam. We had Amsterdam before. I mentioned the Chacham Tzvi. Had Amsterdam again. Okay. He wants to know, can he fast at the end of this? Okay. The Torah quotes. Fine. So he says the Torah is the Torah min Hagenu. Watch this. They say that, you know, once the month, the majority of the month came. He says, no. Vareshah says, Simcha v'zeichel imeya azman chinuch b'yisah mishkan shinat Hashem v'Yisrael. And he has a Masech L'Tainus. Chinuch b'yisah mikdash, Yosef b'chol s'bekromim, etc., etc. V'zman b'yisah mikdash shay sheni akayim, he also yom simcha v'yom chinuch b'yisah sheni, yud b'yisah adu yom tam megillus tainus. Chinuch mikdash hudus, lo yitzvichan d'smoch b'me nisan, v'zeichel chinuch mishkan arishan. But when the Seinu are Rabbin, we should both be in his tightness, also be Zechel in Mishkan Arishan, and Scholas has Shroyas Hashkinah in Yisrael. We understand that no Machlok was a Shas and Mesech Sofrim, the first 12 days of Nisan is a Yontif. The two ones we make it after the Chag. We are Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the Bach said, we make it on the yard side, and Lo Hifsid, yeah, why? Shalo Yodu Ta Mesech Sofrim, Sheikh Merafil Achar Chag, V'akshimtziu beitam minavshei. Hol v'yotze rov ha'chodesh b'kedusha. V'yim kein, the Gaonim say, nah, it's only Yom Tfulim, it's not like your Yomim. Avo zachinu l'dvar Hashem emes, v'pi ha'goyin, Rav Elazar brod, ma'isa rakeach v'esh psochim. And the Kikol Ha'odin quotes it. Emes nochan adav. Ki me'yikir adin, osim esech osov, m'sanas b'achachag, b'beis ha'migdash, sh'tischanek bohem. If the simon shall maminim b'mitzap and mosi anachei b'usmeich imon l'nikras p'yas esman ahu ha'megel bo chosh eshin olav ki anu mitzap alayin esameach. Doesn't explain why. There's a footnote here. Maybe here. Maybe he says it over here. Maybe. What's three? Oh, I can't get the Kutei Haris. Oh no! But I, you get it. If you bring it tomorrow, because I'm sober with the Haris, I'll show it to you inside. I don't know if I can get the kid. Can I get this? I don't think so. The Kitzer is what I just told you. Adka. Both sides. Back to Wagamar. And we have only 15 minutes left. Let's try to get, this is very Nogel and Meister Aranyon. And if tomorrow's Yom HaTzum, we talk about Bibon HaMikdash, will be very appropriate to talk about that too. Oh, Amos, when? Ilema Divni Meshitzar, it's built on the 16th day. Hari Hinter Heyan Mizrach. At that point in time, at Alos HaShach on the 16th, there was no Beis HaMikdash then. So they can eat that day, no problem. It was built on the 15th, which should be made afternoon on the 16th. So what's the problem? Rashi. Vikasha, the last three lines. The Belaila in a Nivna, the Kaiman, Meshuas, and Binres, the Minish Belaila, the Silvio Hakim, the Hamesa, Shiyomtev, the Kaiman, Meshuas, and Binres, the Minish, Doki Yomtev. So double Kasha. How can it be Yomtev before Shkir, Pesa? How can it be Belaila? Says Hale Garashi, Hani, Mili, Binin, Aboni, Bide Odom, Abu Mikdesh, Osich, and the Mitsapan, Boni, Meshuchel, Yigole, V'yavo mishamayim shenemar mikdash Hashem konon yodecha. Wow, what a Rashi. What an important Rashi, Rabbi Osai. What an important Rashi. Wow. Wow. Frekti Yorel Chaner. Frekti Yorel Chaner on Adaf. How can it be? One word is wrong. What's the word that's wrong? What word is one run is wrong? Anyone? Okay. One word is wrong. One word is not right. Says Or Haner. I just don't want to. Tosfos. He was an audience. Rashi before Tosfos. Watch this. Mehera yibone beis hamikdash. According to Rashi, what should it say? Mehera yigole beis hamikdash. For the evening, binyan mamish. Binyan. In kvar boni meshuchl yare the matter. My umne shayach bei was umnim arba charoshim. That we said in there. We also say yotzus arba charoshim amarza. One after the beis and beis. Who are the four charoshim? Meshiach medav, Meshiach ben Yosef. Vadayu, Rashi explains, Mashiach and Shnem, Umnim, artisans. But you might say, if it comes from the Shammai, we need artisans for. Rashi. Every day we say, she is born and based in English. Tfilah Shov. Kim Mashiach von Nivna, it's up there. We should say, she is born and based in English. We may have a man. Chayin Yadayti, the Vada based in English, Lassu Lava, Yibana, Binyan, Mamash, Bidei Odom. When it says, Miklash, Hashem, Koron Yodecha, Tanchuma, Shiyarid Lamatu, who based on Miklash Ruchni? Shiyavu Latok based on Miklash Hanivde Mishkashmi, Kinishama Besocha Gov, who can Moshe Yor be Mishkan based on Miklash Eshel Malatok Eshel Hedit, Shiniva be Eitzim. That's Pshat, Rabosai. What's a Mechiltum in this Pasuk? Based on Miklash Mala, Mechumash Miklash Mato. That's what it means. That's what it means. What's a Zohar? And the Shema below Guf, which Ruchni lo Yochum below Mikdash Gashmi. We understand very well. Binyan. Binyan. Hi, Rashi's Kasha. I'll tell you later on. Later on. Wow. Wow. Now, Rabosai, there are different opinions. Some say that Hashem will build it Keherafayim. Mehera Yibona. Come down from Shemayim, it'll be built in a second. Paul says in Yecheskel, but also. Not only that, but Koni Odecha, Chazal Darshan, on the Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni. Gdolu Maisa Tzadikim, Maisa Kodesh Baruch Hu. So they all said that the Ikad Rosh on the third one, which Hashem will make by himself, and they derive that the second, first and second will be two tzaddikim. The Rambam, the ultimate rationalist, is on the Maribel Kamos, Paskins, against Rashi, that the Mikdash will be built by human hands, the hands of the Mashiach. You guys are going to see it. We'll get to today's date. Hilchos Malachim. Melech HaMashiach Azulam of Lachs and Malchus Dov of the Yoshin and Mamshal of Rishonim Ubona HaMikdash. Stop right here. Bona HaMikdash. The truth is, it's a Machlokas in the Midrash. But we'll count that in a minute. So nu Yoruch HaNerach says what he says. We just saw. But we have the same question. He came to the place mission 900 Yontif. Look at the Meiri writes. The Meiri is a pragmatist. When Mashiach comes, what's going to be? You know what's going to be? Confusion. But until the thing is clarified, it's be confusion. No one's going to know what's going on. Pissah, it's happened by itself. 1 second. And people will often jump, not realizing what they're doing. Says the Meiri on Adaf. On our Adaf. Watch. Here we go. Shema yigomer habinyan samach l'shachris shol shitza kigom balayla shemechwas shol shitza o b'chameisa l'shir z'chama it's also ashir ha'omer korev v'shein shol z'kor b'chatzos שאומר תורח יסר היה לקץ שלו יאף שלו ושל כל ילד צבר שיוזר לחוסו ולתחנו לנפוסו של שרים נפה לא ביל דפש בערך הצוס אף על פי שאין בעצם מגלש דוח היום וכם יש לו לילה חושש לבזן תואם שתי חיבס הקודש מביא עושה לכך they'll be so excited to bezen to build it they'll forget you can't do it by night you can't do it on yon find it like that I couldn't have said it the Miri said it Wow. Now, there are a few real official parallels, a different answer. What does it say in our Gemara? The Gemara is discussing the issue of when the Chodesh ends, right? What's Rama Pasuk about the Chodesh? I should have put this on the Marama Kama since it's what's the Pasuk on the Chodesh? When does Chodesh end? Because my Chodesh is Surah, so you have to look it up. Is that right? I'm a passing Hilkos Macholos Asura, something which is quite remarkable. Hachodesh Ketzah. All the Tzvuos are Asura. When? Kodem Shikarev Va'omer B'Tazayim B'Nisim.
Why? Says Rabbi Yochanan Shapurla. He couldn't pass in the first Gemara because of the Kasha of Emes Mishba Laila. That'll be on to Pilpul Teretz. Pilpul Teretz. Wow. Pilpul Teretz. Wow. Wow. Watch this now. Uvizman Azeb and Komo Shosu Beis Shneyam Tov Chom HaChodesh Osu Koyom Yud Zayim V'Nisan Ad La'erev. We did very soft. You know, they have the 25th yahrzeit of the Rav. When the Rav passed away, they asked many Rashivas to give him say something. This is how he started my husband. The Rav, for those who know, passed away Ben Hashmoshes, between Yud Zayin and Yud Ches of Nisan. Ben Hashmoshes. I said, Yud Zayin is the last day that the Chodesh is awesome. From the Rambam. From Yud Ches, Chodesh is Mutter. This symbolized my Rebbe's life. Rebbe was so old, such adherence to Briska tradition, but he was so new, a PhD in philosophy, and he had some Zionist leanings that he came on later in life. And he was in the scene. The Ben Hashmosh between the Chodesh was also when Chodesh was put. That's how I started my husband 25 years ago. Mamish, with this Ben Hashmosh. Just a reminder 25 years later. In any event, Rebbe Osai. So, there's another possibility. The Tiferes Yisrael says, they built it through Goy. Imagine. The Shabbos Goy. The Yontif Goy. That takes care of the Yontif problem. That doesn't take care of the night problem. Then, did you notice the Lashon and Rashi? You didn't pick up on it. Rashi had a Lashon Watch this. Look. Rashi said one word, which is a remarkable word. Look carefully. Rashi, it's here. I'll follow you in a second. Rashi said, look, the end of the binyan will not be balayla. People will build it balayla. And the last second, the first minute of the day, they'll finish it. They'll finish it. Only the self binyan is not balayla. What did Rashi say? Rashi said, Ikash to Balila and Onivna and Binya Basimesh Balila, etc. The word sof is somewhere here in Rashi. So before Kitza, it's a machlokas in the Midrash. The Mechilta and the Tanchumas and the Farish like Rashi. The first person makes perhaps has been a Shemaim. Psikta Rapsa says it's only the Basimesh of Shlishi, and therefore will never be Charev. Never be Charev. Medrash says like the Rambam. Melech HaMashiach, Vayikra Rambam. Melech HaMashiach, Yivdei Beis HaMikdash. So Yerushalmi, Megillah, Yavol, Yivdei Beis HaMikdash. Barabbah too. Oh, what's it depend upon? So tomorrow Shia, I'd like to at least begin the Shia, probably most of the Shia, we'll be by Yom HaTzmut, Minyan the Yomah. There's a Suda Sadoya at 12. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So we start Shia at 10:30. Okay? I don't want to have it afterwards. Afterwards, guys have do what they want to do. So, okay? Is that, unless you prefer it afterwards.
Before.
10:30 to 12 is Shia tomorrow. It'll be most of Yom HaTzmut. Likely all. But, you know, I wanted to reserve the right. Let's go a little bit.